What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. And today we are talking about how to do more with less. Let's hop into it. So I'm going to start super high level here. I promise it's going to actually get specific. I'm actually going to talk about a specific story that happened today at Morning Brew. So bear with me. Sometimes I conceptualize business in different ways. And one of the ways I conceptualize business is as a machine, like a literal machine. On a daily basis, the gears are spinning to keep the machine moving. And you can think about the gears in different ways. You can think of it as people, sub-organizations. The machine is the whole business. And then there's some output from the machine. That's your product. That's what you put into the world. And yes, much of the value that comes from your machine as a business is put out into the world. But what I want you, the listener, you, the builder, you, the manager, to think about is how you can actually harness the energy or the waste inside the machine that the world never sees, but has the ability to be turned into external value. So I almost think about it as like a fruit manufacturer. And I'm not sure if this exactly works this way. I'm just guessing that it does. Where fruit manufacturers, I assume, have certain standards that they need to meet in order to put certain fruit product into the world. So I think about this for like, you know, pineapple or bananas, where you're running your business and you have a certain standard that your pineapple needs to have in order to be actually sent to a grocery store. But then if you think about a fruit manufacturer, for the fruit that doesn't meet those standards, they find value in the product by making it into a frozen fruit product that could be good enough for things like smoothies. I think about it in one other way also, if the fruit thing doesn't do it for you. Said differently, you can visualize your business like a washcloth. The business operations running is like a faucet running over the towel. The towel gets heavier and heavier and filled with liquid. To produce your product for your consumer, you're going to wring out the towel. That wringing of the towel is your business operations, and the water or whatever liquid comes out is the actual product. Most businesses stop after the first wring of the towel is done, but they forget about all of this rich product that stays inside of the towel because it's not wrung hard enough. Information, processes, ideas, but those things have a ton of value. And so my goal for you as a business builder is to think about, how do you fully wring out the towel? How do you leverage the waste from your machine and find more ways to extract value from the inside of your business? And so this is what it looks like at Morning Brew. We literally just did this today. And I think there's so many ways to think about, how do we turn this into value for the company externally? Every quarter, we do a Morning Brew trivia game. It's typically hosted by one or two quiz masters. This time it was hosted by Neil, our managing editor. And basically what happens is, today was 31 people in our company, got into teams of four or five. We get on Zoom together. The quiz master asks questions. We have our own team Slack channels where we're talking about answers. And then we put our answers on a Google Doc and the answers are read after each round. Obviously, just at face value, doing this quarterly team trivia is great for people in different orgs chatting with each other. It's great for Morning Brew as a business, as we've grown so quickly and added, you know, 20 people a quarter to drive cross-functional discussion that actually has nothing to do with the business, which is especially so hard during a world pandemic. And then it also just drives culture within the business. And I think of that, like driving culture and these great cross-functional discussions, as the first ring of the towel. It's like the thing you assume to be done. It's why trivia is done in the first place. But I think it's worth asking, how can we actually leverage internal trivia more and create more company value from it? How can we squeeze or wring the towel more and extract more water from it? So here are some ideas that come to mind. Beyond just our team playing trivia, having a great time, talking to others in the company, and then celebrating the win after the game, there are other things we can do to actually add value into the world and leverage our internal trivia game as like a value creating product for the business. The first idea, which actually has been done, Neil, our managing editor, came up with this idea and it's actually been going great, which is, how do we actually take team trivia, take the type of trivia games that Neil has been building, and turn it into almost like an instruction manual where we create articles about how to run team trivia in your own company And then you can give shout outs to Morning Brew, but it'll have our branding on it. That's what we've done. And we actually have articles that break down how to build team trivia in a digital environment. And that's literally just Neil taking his ideas of how he built trivia internally for our company and sharing it with the world. It has been an incredible lead gen for our business. The second idea is this concept of breaking the fourth wall and bringing Morning Brew's employees together with Morning Brew's readers, where we actually live stream our team trivia and allow others, say on Twitch, to play alongside us. The third is actually getting our social accounts, like Morning Brew's accounts, as well as our employees' accounts, to start to banter back and forth while we're playing trivia to just kind of drum up energy around this internal game that we just brought to the world. And the fourth, which I would say is like the biggest lift, but also really interesting, is how do we take the game that we're playing as a team and we turn it into a physical trivia game that's a spinoff of the internal games we play at the company? How do we actually take, like, knowing that our audience is interested in trivia, is interested in quizzes, the fact that we already have a construct for doing it internally, and turn it into a physical product that we can market through our newsletters? The list goes on. But what I want to challenge you to do as a business builder, as a manager, as a leader, is to think about how can you bring the internal, external, and wring more water out of the towel of your business? So whether you're an accountant like David, who is an avid Founders Journal listener, and you end up creating a paid or free course that walks people through your process for doing end of year tax audits, and you use that as lead gen for new clients, or whether you own an apparel business that produced a line that you decided not to run fully, but take that line rather than throwing it out and turn it into a giveaway for your top customers. It's time for us to get creative. It's time for us to do more with less. It's time for us to figure out ways to leverage the processes, the waste, and the unused ideas in our business and actually use them as franchise builders externally. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Founders Journal. I'm so excited for another 4 days of just behind the scenes of the business. Thank you to all my listeners for tuning in every single day. 2021 is going to be a massive year for Founders Journal. So if you have any ideas for the show, if you have any feedback on the show, if you just want to let me know why you listen to the show so I can better cater to your needs, shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. I read and I respond to every email I get from listeners. So I'd love to hear from you. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. Take it easy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.